And now we go to our whip around of the local councils. We're going to speak to Anthony Judge, CEO of Bullock Shire. Welcome on the programme again. Robbo's missing, so you're going to have to put up with me, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well. Ali's here too, don't worry. Green Waste Month is coming, Green Waste, that is. So what does that involve that's different from the rest of the year?
Yeah, so usually there's a charge for bringing out green waste, so, you know, clippings and whatnot. Certainly what we're doing with Free Green Waste Month, which isn't until October, so we're giving you plenty of notice. So it starts on the 1st of October, is that all of our landfills and transfer stations, we take all the green waste free of charge to really encourage property owners to clean up and make sure their place isn't a fire risk. So that's our way of trying to encourage the community to get the mower and slasher out and clean up any of those fire risks that have built up over the winter.
Well, it certainly is a good reason. But were you affected much by the recent storms we've had? Have you got an excess of wood on the ground?
We missed a lot of it, the ones that went through Trentham and Macedon. So we did miss a bit of that. But what I can say is there's a lot of growth. There's been some good winter rainfall. So, yeah, there is a lot of growth. And it's all green at the minute, but that does turn, of course. And grass fires is one of our risks up here, more so than bushfires, grass fires. So, so that's the thing that we encourage is everyone to get your slashes out, get your mowers out, and keep that grass down.
Yeah, it's certainly the time before we know it, we'll be speaking about bushfires again, isn't it? It soon comes round.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you got somebody
comes around quick.
Somebody new on board, I hear?
Yeah, we're really excited about this. So very pleased to announce Travis Fitzgibbon is our Director of Community Development, just appointed last week. So Travis has been part of our organisation now since 2015. And if you haven't heard of his name, you would have seen some of his work. So Travis has been the manager of customer and community engagement. He has had his hands on all of our media and communications, our community engagement activities, and also our customer service teams as well. So Travis steps across and up into the Director of Community Development role, which is, you know, a really big and substantive role, looks after a lot of our interactions with the community from youth and maternal child health to the independent support and Meals on Wheels. And he's championing a bit to take on the role. So he's been a really great performer for our organisation. It's great. We had a really good pool of candidates and Travis stood out amongst them. So we wanted to congratulate Travis it's a good outcome.
Well, he calls the footy too, doesn't he, old Travis? I seem to remember that name from somewhere.
He does get a Friday night gig to call the footy a bit, and certainly well known in the Bendigo football circles as well. He's an MC gun as well at any function.
Oh, well, multi-talented. We all need to be that in our roles nowadays. Thanks very much, Anthony. A bit short this week, but we'll catch up with you next week and Robbo will give you a ragging about football or something, won't he?
No doubt. Thanks, Ali. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
That's Anthony Judd, the CEO of the Bullock Shire.